Resistance Movement Radio. Woman's Movement Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show this week. I'm your host, Janae Azenscross. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show this week. As always, I'll be speaking to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we'll be talking about how to serve. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, we're going to be talking about how to serve, and there's no better person to talk about that than my good friend, Francois Booker Drew. She happens to be the National Community Engagement Director for World Vision, the United States, and I'm so happy to have her on the show today. She has an extensive background in nonprofit, and she's done some really amazing things around the world. She's been a part of a documentary called Friendly Captivity. She's done, in Dallas where she lives, a TEDx talk in 2012, and also has done things with Girlfriends Rock Awards. Such an amazing woman. Can't wait to have Francois on the show. And I predominantly brought her on to talk about how setting examples for children, setting example for her children, and just how, living this really well-rounded, loving life. Everyone, stay tuned for Swaz coming up next.
The hottest new gel polish just got cooler. Reaction by Gel 2. Color-changing polish that heats up and cools down, transforming your look. 12 temperature-activated colors that evolve with you. For a perfect manicure that strengthens nails, choose Gel 2. What's your reaction?
And we're back this week. I'm so happy to introduce our next guest, Francois Booker Drew, happens to be the National Community Engagement Director for World Vision USA. And we're here having a conversation with her about all the amazing things that she's doing down in Texas. How are you, Francois?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Great. I am so glad that you are here. I love you, and you know I do. I'm glad we connected. You've been very inspirational to me, and we connected through a mutual friend named Johnny Martin. And, you know, it's amazing how social media connects people. It is. I have to tell you, I'm so glad that we connected because you've done a wide array of things. Like, you are a powerhouse yourself. And
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. You know, I call you, you're my sister from another mister, so.
Thank you. I was just going to say, like, you've done a wide array of things, like the documentary, The Friendly Captivity, that follows, you know, seven women from Dallas to India. You've done so many, like, Girls Rock Award. Let's talk about some of your things. Like, how did you start out going on the pathway that you are on now? How did you end up becoming the director at World Vision?
You know, it started out in the strangest way. I was doing consulting and had enrolled in a PhD program, and my advisor told me, you really need to get a job because doing consulting and trying to, you know, chase gigs and work on a PhD is just a lot. And so you need to look for a job. And I was thinking, I don't really want a job because I'm really entrepreneurial. And I saw a position that said, do you like to network? Do you like to train? And I was like, that is so me. me. This job description was written just for me and applied. It started off really as a community engagement specialist, where my focus was more local work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then moved into a regional position. And within a little over a year, I've been in this role and working nationally with a team across the country to support partners in different communities and help them as they build their capacity to work with young people. So it's been an exciting journey, and one that I just am so grateful to be able to be a part of.
And obviously with all of this, the great things that you're doing, how has this affected you spiritually, Forswa?
You know, it helps me on so many levels to look at how it's not about me, that it is so much greater than that. And it's forced me to look at the power of connection with people and how God uses each of us with our gifts and talents to be able to help one another, and knowing that I can't do anything and be successful in isolation. So it's caused me more of a love and awareness for God, but also much more of an appreciation for people, because I could not have done this and gone through some of the experiences I've had without support from family and friends and colleagues who, you know, were cheerleaders. And so, and people even listened to me whine and cry and allowed me to be myself. And that was a God thing for me. And so it really has made me more alive and more aware of the power beyond myself, and that's bigger than me.
Amazing, amazing. So where are you right now on your journey with, I guess, work and spirituality?
You know, right now it is one of those places where I'm learning to look more internal. I think when I was younger, I spent so much time looking externally for people to give me support and love, and not recognizing that so much of what I needed was in my relationship with God. For me as a Christian, that has been my lens and my faith walk. And so how do I use that experience to love myself, but to also love others and see myself in a place of not having it all together and being okay with that? I think for many of us, it is this constant struggle of trying to get people to prove, and you're doing all these things and trying to get accolades so people really see you. And the reality is you can do all of those things, and if you don't feel good about yourself and you don't see your value and the wholeness, even in your brokenness, that there is a wholeness that exists, and that you're good and there's progression in who you are, that is the journey for me at this point, is really beginning to see the value beyond the stuff. And how do I use that to not only continue on my own journey, but use that as a way to help other women find themselves and their voice in the midst of all these voices that we hear and get lost and begin to hear God's voice? Because I know I've missed out on that quite often by listening to everything else and not seeing that everything I needed was right there. And it was in me because of God and the relationship that I've had with God and my for a lot of people, higher power. But for me, it's been just my relationship with Christ has been transforming and helping me to love.
How has your love journey, and I'm calling it a love journey, how has that affected your relationships with your husband, your daughter, and even with thyself first, obviously? How has that been... how has this discovery around love affected everything else?
That's an excellent question. It is a mirror, because it's hard to talk about how do you love other people when you don't love yourself. You know, I think about the scripture that says, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the challenge is, if you don't love you, you can't love your neighbor. And no one really puts that together. It's just, oh, we need to take care of other people, but I'm going to treat people the way that I treat myself. And so if I don't have this love and understanding and acceptance of not just when I'm doing good, but when I'm doing bad and ugly things that may not be something that's acceptable, so to speak, even in the midst of that, how do I accept myself and love myself and allow for being broken and being vulnerable? And I don't think we talk about that enough. And so, you know, in doing that for myself, it has allowed me to do that for other people and allowed me to show up completely instead of only showing up with pieces and parts of who I am. And it's a struggle. I can't say, you know, the love journey is one that's easy. What it has done for my relationships has allowed me to have more of an understanding and patience of what people go through, and even more so with my daughter, because I look at her and I see the best in me, in this wonderful being that I've been, you know, given as a gift, and it allows me to be more understanding of what she goes through. I remember as a kid, sometimes people would be, you know, sometimes so mean, because it's like, you need to sit up and you need to do this. And they wanted kids to act as if they were little adults and not allowing children to learn and grow. And I try to do that with my child because I want that patience for myself. So it has created for us this amazing relationship, and allowing her to do that for her friends and learning that it's okay to be human. And it's been, you know, again, it's been transformative just because of the changes that I've made and the way that I'm viewing myself. And it's an ongoing process. I won't say that it's something that I've got all the answers to, but I'm enjoying the journey.
I don't think any of us have all the answers to, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think it's arrogantly ignorant of us to think that we would have all the answers.
Right.
I think that being a mother, and you know, I love having these conversations with you, because you also can appreciate that having relationships, being married, having children, those are major life-altering experiences.
Yes.
Perspective. And that's why I was asking about the love journey, because I've discovered the love journey becomes deepened when you open yourself up to looking at things from another's perspective. You become a lot more compassionate. You're more open and receptive to looking at people and these experiences differently. And a lot of times I think even people that have had marriage and children, they're not necessarily open. It doesn't mean that you have that life experience, you become open. But for those that allow themselves to be open, you can literally shift everything in your space if you allow those experiences to teach you the lessons that you need to be learned.
Well, and it's also being comfortable with knowing that sometimes people won't shift with you. And I think that for many people it is, you know, I've got to make them, and I've got to change them into what I need them to be. And it's learning to accept people for who they are, you know, whether it works or it doesn't work, that even in that space, you're not blaming people and angry. You didn't do what I needed you to do. But it's getting to a place where I understand where you are and being okay with people being who they are. And ultimately, you recognize your own power in that situation where you can say, I choose to accept that, or I choose to reject that, and seeing how powerful you are, that your experiences don't have to be about what other people do to you, but really beginning to look at what power you have to change an environment and change an experience and change your own journey. And I think we give that away so often.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so love is, you know, I used to think it was quirky when people would say, you know, the answer is love, and I would just go, oh, yeah, that's crazy. That's just so goofy. And as I am, you know, looking at life and having experiences, I'm seeing that love is truly transformative, but it really begins with the lens that you use about yourself and how do you see yourself. And if you don't think that you matter and you're valued and that you have worth, how do you extend that to other people? You can't.
So any last words of inspiration that you would like to share with the wonderful women listening for SWA?
You know, I would just say, for women, we have such intuition and discernment and so much wisdom. How do we share that with one another? And I think it's important to build support systems of women. You know, when I wrote my book, that was the whole point of trying to use that as a tool to get women to, one, understand their own journey, but secondly, it really was about how do you connect to each other. I think so often in society we see each other as enemies, and there is such a wonderful resource that exists within women as your sisters. others. And so my advice would be, how do you begin to build a support network of people who can help you on your love journey, who can help you gain the wisdom and insight that you need to be all that you were designed and created to be? And that's not going to exist solely in you. You are part of the solution, but how do you connect to other people where you really can create a movement and make changes not only in your life but the lives around you?
Well, thank you so much, Forswa. It was such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force.
Didn't I tell you, everyone? Didn't I tell you she was wonderful? I'm so glad that she was on the show this week. You know, she's just been such an inspiration and blessing to me. And I love having women like Forswa on the show because she does have a 9-to-5 and she does other things within her community. And I know a lot of you do. And I normally focus on entrepreneurial because, you know what, at the heart of me, that's what I am. And I love to see people living their passion and purpose. But don't think that if you're working a 9-to-5 that you can't live your passion and purpose too. Forswa is definitely doing that. She has been able to integrate and live a very loving and blessed and balanced lifestyle, doing exactly what it is that she loves. And that's what I would challenge to all of you that are choosing to work a 9-to-5 and serving your communities. Don't think that if you're not an entrepreneur that you're still not serving, because entrepreneurs, you're serving your communities by developing those businesses that you're doing. And those that choose to work a 9-to-5 are serving their communities by also helping those entrepreneurs. And just take what you can learn and just be grounded in wherever it is that you are, and just know that you are making a difference. You know, I hope that her story resonated with you and you've learned some really great things, and hope that you can take that out into your week. Thank you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show this week. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And ladies, never forget to be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.